to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 4, episode 17. It is episode number 152. How is it going? It's election day 2019, and for the first time in 2 years, we aren't live.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah. I think I feel good about that.
I think I feel good about that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Not for any sense of, like, relief, just it's really nice to not be, like, on pins and needles and worrying about a...
Nice to not be super stressed, to be, you know, just here, just the three of us in our jammies.
Exactly. Like, I am still a little stressed about some of the results, but luckily most of them have come in by the time we have started recording. We're a little bit later than usual tonight, which is good. Take some
another good reason that we weren't live.
Right.
Yes. I think it's safe to say that next election day, we will probably not record on Tuesday, and we will all be drinking heavily on our own somewhere.
Cog.
Yeah, probably.
I can't even think about it, because less than a year from now, we're either going to have another president, or we're just all going to be fucked.
Yeah.
And I laugh a nervous laugh. I don't laugh because it's funny, because it's not funny.
Yeah. I'll actually have to leave my house early to get in line to vote because it'll be around the corner, I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like the good and bad thing about, not just local elections, because the only thing we had on our ballot was just local elections. So I was in and out in 10 minutes.
That's awesome.
Which was just great. Like,
yeah.
But it's also sad that no one goes to vote in local elections.
Yeah.
Just like 2 years ago when we were live and that was like the Alabama Senate election, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The
Senate seat, yeah.
Just like that, I don't have a ballot because I'm not in the city of Raleigh and it's all like municipal elections.
So you had nothing you could vote for.
There's nothing. I had no ballot today, so I couldn't go vote. And I checked and double checked even last night to make sure that there wasn't anything. And I do not have a ballot, although my neighbor's backyard is part of the city of Raleigh, and it borders mine. I am not.
Weird.
It is so weird.
I guess they have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why through your backyard?
Right.
Oh. Anyway. I did not vote, and I didn't double check, but because I'm signed up for absentee. So I should have received a ballot.
If you had
weeks
one.
Ago, yeah. If there were things that I was voting for, so.
Mm-hmm.
But that's got to be right. I mean, they have, knock on wood. They don't mess that kind of thing up. Because usually I get my ballot and then I.
Are you sure they don't mess that kind of thing up?
I'm depends pretty on who sure
you that's ask. Like, you know, the definition of voter suppression.
Yeah.
Like,
in California, like, civil liberties are,
that's true. You are
supported.
In California.
Yeah, so I usually have a lot of time, quality time with my ballot to think about and research all the candidates and, really give, thought to who I'm voting for. But in actuality, usually I end up actually just filling it out the day of the election and then walking it over to my local election voting spot.
Yeah.
It's a hand deliver.
It's cool that you can do it from home and then like bring it over.
Yes. Well, because in theory, then like I do have, like I could, one of these years, I will... really like think about it multiple nights in a row before filling it out, like fill it out in advance. But I wouldn't want to mail it back because it is kind of nice to go there in person and
you get the sticker.
Drop it off. Yeah.
If you mail it,
you do get a sticker that comes in your thing that says I voted by mail. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's pretty, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
New York City stickers weren't so hot this time around. They were kind of boring. No, they were kind of boring.
Did you guys have like the boroughs or something 1 year? No, the metro thing, the metro.
Usually. This one didn't have that. This one didn't have that. It was kind of boring.
I do love that the voting stickers are a thing though.
Yeah,
that's fun.
They're fun.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be depressed, don't watch this week's John Oliver, which talks all about how the voting machines are fucked in our country.
Oh, great.
Seriously, though, go educate yourself on it so you can realize the importance of local elections so you can start this shit from the ground up to fix things. But, so next year we probably, right? I don't think our nerves could handle doing a live show.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
Hopefully we will not be doing Raw Part 2. We will be doing, like, confetti or something.
Yeah. We'll be doing Roar because...
R-O-A-R. Oh my god, I love it. And with my New York accent, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Tell the difference.
Oh, I really hope it's that. But yeah, I'm sure we'll probably do a viewing party when I'm sure we talked about it during Raw, but like our viewing party at the last election did not go the way that was planned. I had so much champagne in my fridge, but
wait. Oh, your viewing party. Yes. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant your live podcast. And I was going to say, no, it was okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys,
oh my God.
Other than Election Day, we had the time change, daylight savings, which I used to love as a young person. And now I hate it because when it's dark in the morning, my kids sleep later and they were sleeping until like 7:30 and it was amazing. It was so great. It was so nice. Like either we would get to sleep and then like, you know, get up and get ready at our leisure, or I would get up and I would have like coffee by myself and it was cool and great and quiet. And then, you know, we had to go move the clocks back and fuck it all up because now everybody gets up at, you know, you would think they would get up at 6:30, but no, they're up at like 5:45 now because they just know. And and yeah, it's awful.
This whole changing clocks thing is so dumb.
It really is pointless.
We need to keep daylight
point.
Savings all year long. I know that on Love It or Leave It, John Lovitz always like making a case, and he went off on Twitter yesterday about it. And I happen to agree on this point because who wants to get out of work at 4 o'clock when, or 5 o'clock, and it's been dark since 4 o'clock? And what do we need to move it back for? And it's stupid. Whoever came up with it didn't have children, and that's what I gotta say about it.
I think honestly, like I don't care if it's some like the daylight savings time or the non-daylight savings time. Just pick one and stick with it. That's what I care about. As for the getting off work at 5 o'clock and it's already dark, I think that to fix that problem, maybe we should look at our working hours. I think that a 40-hour work week is kind of bullshit and we should not be doing that. So, you know, have people leave work earlier and then we solve both problems. But the changing the clock thing, and it totally is, so I don't have kids, obviously. So I've heard of those terrors with children, but even myself, like now that I have like a really established routine and I'm also getting older, like, so I wake up every morning at 6 o'clock and the first, so yesterday, yeah, Monday, after daylight savings time ended, when you're thinking like, okay, I have an extra hour. Well, no, because 4:58 a.m. and I'm awake. I look at the clock, I'm like, what the fuck? And then I was like, oh, right, because this is when I wake up. It's 6 o'clock, except now it's 5 o'clock.
You could be one of my kids, Shandy.
It was bullshit. It's just so terrible. And then the other way is even worse, because then you're losing time. Like, nobody wants to lose time. Just pick one and stick with it.
I personally say stick with the daylight savings hours. We'll get extra time in the summer. And who doesn't love that extra time in the summer?
And that's fine. Again, I'm like, I can be easily swayed either way as long as we're picking one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're lucky because the further east you are, the earlier the sun sets, I think.
But you know what? It depends. It depends where you are in your time zone. Because
north and east in your time zone, you get the sunset earlier. Because there are some times in the summertime where my parents will have this, it's dark, and we'll be Skyping or FaceTiming with them, and like the kids will be, and it will still be like light here. It's crazy. It could get up to like a 15 minute difference, 20 minute difference, I swear.
I'm not sure if it's just like a north south thing, because in Montana, like in the summer, I mean, sure, in the winter, like it got dark early and whatever. But in the summer, you know, daylight goes until like at least 10:30. So we had these like long days in the summer. And I thought that was just like normal. And then I moved to California. And I remember my brother like warned me, like, just FYI, like in the summer, like 9 o'clock, it's night.
But even that feels so late to me.
That's so early.
Like, even in the summer, it's like that sun's down by like 8:30.
Not in North Carolina, it's not. It can go straight up till 9.
Like, this was not later. Even a thought that, like, crossed my mind till maybe, like, a couple years ago when, like, Daniel mentioned it. Because it's sort of the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, where he is in Ohio, they're, like, at the edge of the time zone.
Yes, it's a time zone thing.
Yeah, so, right. Like, they so get the extreme of, like, yeah.
It's where you are north, south, east, west in your time zone. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it was west. It was like, oh, duh. But it was something that had never crossed my mind.
Yeah, me neither. And I had these wonderful long days and then came to learn that was not
that's what
standard.
Happens, you
not
know?
Everyone enjoys those wonderful long days.
That's what happens, you know, when the earth is round and it's spinning and spinning.
Time isn't real. Time is a construct.
Also true. But we are spending too much of that construct podcast. At work.
Yeah, yeah. Too much of it, in my opinion.
Yeah, we're round earthers, so here we go.
You heard it here first.
Anyway, what's going on? Anything exciting happened to anybody this weekend? This past week?
I went to Medieval Times for the first time.
Oh, how was that?
It was really fun.
Nice.
It was like one of those, like a group of college friends. We all went. It was one of those things that like sounded like just like a silly novel thing at the time that ended up being like pretty darn cool. They had a like animal. They had like a falcon that like came out and like flew all around. Oh, and like a lot of it was super cheesy. Like a lot of the fighting was like very clearly like staged and choreographed. Like you could see where they're like stalling so they can like, you know, they're like, oh, we're fat. We're too early. Like this hit has to hit right at this piece of music. So we'll just kind of stand here for a second.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely moments where they like throw their sword and they're like, you got me.
That's awesome.
But it's like pro wrestling.
Very much. But less emphasis on the pro part.
So this was in New Jersey? I just looked it
up. Yeah, we went to the one in New Jersey.
Okay, because there's apparently one in North Carolina.
Oh, is there now? You should totally go.
Because when I Googled it, I wrote N for NYC and NC came up.
Yep.
Oh, there's one in South in Myrtle Beach. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That seems
it's like all these like touristy like vacation destinations and Lyndhurst, New Jersey.
Oh my god,
so that sounds really cool, though.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Nice,
awesome. I was up in New York for a quick, hot second over the weekend. I flew up on Saturday afternoon, and I flew back on Sunday evening to watch my little sister run in the New York City Marathon. And yay. I had such a great time. Like
she did great too. That's a great time.
Yeah. I mean, that was her goal. So I guess my sister is very like goal oriented and very like regimented. Like when she was training or when it was getting close to this, she sent us a spreadsheet. So it was me, my parents, my sister, her boyfriend, her work friends, her Marist friends, and I think some of her Long Island friends. And she sent us all this Google spreadsheet, and it had where she should be at what time, which mile by what time, based on her pacing. And then it was assignments for where we should all go to, like, see her. So she, like, gave us each a couple of assignments and, like, told us where to go. And it was very fun. It was very funny. It was very Christy. That's my sister. It's one of the things we love about her. She's so uber, like, over-organized. So anyway, yeah. And it's funny because her boyfriend kept telling her, like, you know that we're going to follow this as close to you as you can, but, like, you can't force yourself to run too fast based on, like, oh, my God, my friends are going to miss me or, you know, whatever. Like, you know, calm down. So, but it was really fun. So we get there, and first of all, our train on Long Island Railroad, thank God my parents are not me, which is the first time I think I've ever said that in history, where I would have gotten on the Long Island Railroad because we were going to see her at mile 8, which is if you go to Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, the stop, mile 8 is right by the train station. So, you know, we just had to get off. And, like, walk to a spot, you know, we could either go right outside or within a few blocks, whatever, like, however we chose to go. And I would have gone to the one that got me there, you know, like, within a half an hour of her going. because I would have, you know, sauntered my way up. My parents insisted on going one that would have gotten us 90 minutes early. And thank God they did, because our Long Island Railroad train got a stop and a half and then sat there for 30 minutes on the
track. Oh, my God.
Because the switch, because the switch broke. So we had to turn around and go back to the stop that we had started on.
MTA
get
for the win.
On another train, which happened to be the train that would have been the one that I thank God we did that. And then we transferred at, you know, we had to end up transferring and blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares. But so we get there and we have enough time. And Christy was so sweet. She had gotten us all pastries from the bakery by her apartment and like sent them with her boyfriend, like official, it was like official maps and pastries and stuff for all of us. So
pastries, because she's, you know, pacing.
Oh, and-
I didn't even get that. So, but it was,
anyway,
it was,
continue.
It was really fun. And we get there, we go up and watch her and we cheer for her. And we almost miss her the first time because we have like no idea. And like, we're texting her like, here's, you know, here's where we are. So like, she like is running by the side because she knows where to expect us. But we had no idea, so we almost missed her. Like, my picture is of some dude running next to her. We're like, oh my God, you're here! So then we race on the subway up to the Upper East Side so we could catch her. Which, you know, the subway, it could be anywhere between 35 minutes. We were noticed from Atlantic to 72nd. From 35 minutes to like an hour.
Yeah, that
and
sounds about right.
So
emphasis on the hour.
Yeah. So luckily, we were closer to that like 35, 40 minute mark on a Sunday morning. But it was so cool because like other people were like, you know, leaving with us and like going to cheer their friends. And like, you know, people would go up and they would cheer and then they would like run back and like go to the next subway stop. So we all kind of split up at that point. My sister, so Caitlin and Nick and I went to 72nd. My parents, I think they went to the Bronx. My grandma and my aunt were stationed in Harlem by mile 20 maybe. And then her friends were all scattered throughout. And then everybody, you know, my grandma's the only person that I think stayed in one spot. Everybody else had like two or three spots assigned to them. So we see her and the second one, and it was really, it was just awesome because we were prepared and we were like, you know, she was running. She was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was about mile like 16, I think it was. And, you know, just everybody was still like in a great mood. And then we were like, okay, well, let's walk over to Central Park. And she was supposed to, she was expecting us around mile 23 in Central Park. But for some reason, we got there so quickly that we had like an hour to wait for her. So we were like, well, let's just saunter down and see how close we can get to the end of it. Because, you know, we've got all this time. We go as far as right before mile 25. And then my sister Caitlin is like, I have to pee. We're like, oh, there's the boathouse. Go pee in the Central Park boathouse. And we'll wait and we'll see how far, you know, we can go. And as we're waiting for her, because the line was long, Nick is like, wait a second. I see people with road beers. So the boathouse was selling beers in to-go sippy cups.
Oh, so smart.
Amazing.
Hey, you know, you figure they've been in that location for how long?
Yeah, they
and
know.
The marathon's been going on there. They hipped up. They know what's
they
up.
They know. Yeah. So we went in. We got beers for us all to like go. And we were like, let's just sit out here. So we ended up plopping right before like mile 25. And, you know, she was hurting a little bit when she came by us. And like, you could see when she drove by, she was looking like a little like, you know, I'm ready for this to be done. And she told us after that she was expecting us to be at like 23 or thereabouts. And she was like, I feel like I've been running forever. She didn't realize that we were like at least a mile and a half like further than she was expecting us.
Kind of a good surprise.
Yeah. Mm. So she told us after that once, because the night before she had run the Central Park course, so she would know what the finish line was like. Because mm-hmm. it's uphill apparently to finish. It's very
that's
hilly.
Cool.
So she was like, once I like rounded the corner a few minutes after I saw you, or a minute or so after I saw you guys, I realized that like I gained almost 2 miles. Just like it was it got a little bit better than that.
Nice.
So that was really fun. And then, you know, we were wondering like, is she going to get the bug? Is she going to be like one and done? Like you were saying last week, Shandy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's hugging
all the time.
She's hugging my mom. And we were like, so, Chris, you can do it again next year. And she's like, raises her eyes. She's still like buried in my mom's like shoulder. And she's like, fuck no.
Still, check back in a couple months.
Bucket list. But anyway, it was fun. It was just a really, really fun day. And then I had to get back to LaGuardia, and of course traffic is awful, so I'm already going to get there about 5 minutes before the time my flight was supposed to board. And my aunt, you know, was driving me through a city in her like BMW, and she's like driving in and out like a real city driver, because now she has an apartment on the Upper West Side. She's like, I'm getting really good at this. My grandma is sitting in the front seat. She's like, Anne, slow down. Oh my God, this is how I'm going to die. Just stop. Do you see that person up ahead? And she was like, nobody wants to die today, Mom, but Colleen's got to get to the airport. But you know what? To her credit, she shaved 4 minutes off of that waste time.
All right.
Hey. That's really hard to do.
And you made your flight?
So as we're pulling into LaGuardia, I get a text message saying that my flight is delayed.
Of course. You were flying out of LaGuardia. The fact that you assumed it was going to leave on time.
Well, I told them the story on the way there, because I was like, I don't think you have to like kill us, because
it will be delayed.
We're not gonna board until the time that we're supposed to leave. Because my boss had called me once. I think I told you guys this story maybe on the show. And she was not even across the bridge yet. Mm-hmm. And she texts me. She's like, my flight boards in 10 minutes. Like, I'm not going to make it. Do you think that I'm going to miss my flight? And I was like, you're boarding 10 minutes? Oh, God, no. You have at least 40 minutes. You're not going to start boarding until your flight's supposed to take off. And then she texted me like an hour later. She was like, you're right. We're just boarding now. And like, and that was like a Wednesday morning. But so then I had time to like sit for a second, pee, get water, get a slice of pizza, have one more beer for the road, and just like chill, because it was like such a crazy day. But it was so much fun, and I want somebody else that I know to go run the marathon next year so I can chase them from spot to spot.
Hmm. No thanks. Not this friend.
It's so nice. Like, it's so invigorating to see like your people on the course.
Yeah, and it really does
make a difference.
It was so much fun. Like, can I be
amazing? But like, as a runner, like when you see your friends or your family or whatever, like cheering you on, like it really, it's an adult. Yeah. It's really.
Yeah. I think she had it set that she had people along the way 8 different times. So I think she never went more than maybe 3 miles.
And that's another thing. Like, that's really cool, because it gives you these like more manageable chunks to work to, like, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, so there's this coming up in like 2 miles, and then this in 3 miles. And so it's like, even just like mentally to approach it as like, just.
Yeah. Cause her friends had 2 spots, and they added a third one to surprise her. And my parents added a third one too. So I think she ended up having people at like 9 or whatever.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so great.
Yeah, and she posted this on Instagram, but she gave my grandma a hug at the mile 20 mark when she saw her. And it's so sweet. Yeah, and my grandma refused to sit down the whole like hour she was standing there, because she didn't want to like have to take the time to get up.
That's a real legit concern.
That's really cute.
No, it was really cute. It was really cute. It was great. It was a really, really, really great day. Like, I had such a blast. And maybe I will come to Big Sur and cheer you guys on. Do I need to like get into a lottery to be a spectator there?
So actually at Big Sur, it's a little bit different, because they close off the highway. And so unless you live there, like, you can't just go up the highway. So like, there are very few spectators on the Big Sur course.
That sucks.
No,
it's fine. I mean, like, they make up for it with the like insane view and everything. Yeah. But it's a little bit different of a marathon because of that. Like, you're very much in your own world. I mean, you're on the course with a lot of people, but there are certain spots where there are people, like at Bixby Bridge. Sometimes there are people, actually at the end of Bixby Bridge is like this other road, the old highway one actually. So sometimes like there are people there. You know what they do though at Big Sur also, is that there are tons of musicians along the way.
Oh, I think you've mentioned
You've talked about that.
Yeah.
I think that's really fun.
So you have like, you know, this person who plays the grand piano like at the halfway point. But then you also have these like crazy drums, like at mile 10, right before you go up a 2 mile hill, you have like all these different like school groups. And then even just like, you know, random like 3-person band or whatever, kind of all along the course. And then once you get closer to the finish line, then there actually are people that, that like live there that come out. There's a woman who gives out strawberries.
Oh, that's so cool.
She's like a thing, like the strawberry lady. And then you start getting some spectators like right at the end. But
well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Some people get the marathon bug. I've got the marathon spectator bug.
Well, you could, I mean, Colleen, if you ever want to come out to the Big Sur Marathon, I think it's still a really fun finish line.
Yeah.
So like you could totally just come out to the finish line. You know, there's, I mean, I'm not running it this next year, but like if it was a different year, I'm sure like Mike's running it, you know, and then like Kronk and me and, you know, there's beer there. So like just hang out, have some beers. And then when we
saunter in,
we'll have some more, we'll have some beers with you. And then we always go out to eat afterwards in the town right next to the finish line. So that's always a good time.
Okay.
Yeah. There's definitely, there's stuff to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of wanted to, like, it kind of made me want to run a marathon too. Cause I think, I feel like I could do it.
You can.
I don't know if my knees could handle it, but I feel like I could do it, like mentally, like spiritually. I was watching those people. I was like channeling their energy and I was like, I could totally do this. I think probably not, but
no, physically, mentally, spiritually, I couldn't do it. I'm not that much.
You know,
of an
I didn't
athlete.
Think I could do it. And then I watched people do it and I was like, I feel you guys. I'm in sync with this.
I think that's the beautiful thing about running marathons is that you like literally don't have to be an athlete. And I do think like, I'm sure we talked about this before, but there are certain physical limitations. If you have certain knee issues or certain back issues or you know, what have you, then okay. Like, yeah, you probably couldn't do it. But if you don't, then you absolutely could. I am of the opinion. I mean, the training program that I use, you can start at like 2 miles is your first long run. So like anyone, exactly. It's just very gradual. I mean, you have to dedicate a lot of time to training.
Yeah. I don't know. I might just stick to lifting heavy things.
Yeah. That's cool too. That's we need to combine our interests and then I won't get injured running. you teach me how to lift heavy things and then I can go on long runs with you.
Yeah. All right. So we just finished up with Halloween. And I am knee deep in, check your DMs, everybody. I am knee deep in Halloween candy, of which I have now decided we are going to go through before, we are going to go through before the end of this week and donate like 3/4 of it to the troops overseas or wherever, wherever anybody is collecting. Cause I've seen the posts on my next door. Cause I just don't know what we're going to do with all this candy. But I was looking at BuzzFeed and of course my mind immediately went to this quiz will reveal your favorite candy bar with 100% accuracy.
All right, let's do it.
Everybody's got it. I will put this in the show notes for you guys.
Halloween side note, we had the most trick-or-treaters I've ever had in my current apartment.
Ooh, what was the grand total?
Like maybe like 16 to 18.
That's a lot.
That's
maybe
a lot. 20.
Yeah. There have been years where we've had 2. So it was a vast improvement.
Our only trick-or-treaters were the people next door. And I had stolen a couple of pieces of candy from work and was like, here you go.
Here you go.
Do you like Starburst? Because I've got those little 2-packs for you.
Oh, man. It's very economical of you.
Well, it wasn't. Yeah, I just, it was more not so much the economical thing. It was that I didn't want to buy a bag of candy that I knew I wasn't going to be, because then we would eat it. And
exactly.
I don't want it
That's
to be
That's why it's
around.
Very economical of you.
So at the beginning of October, I was at Costco and they had, you know, like candy and stuff. They all the Halloween stuff was out. And I was like, big bag of candy for like $10.
Yeah.
I might as well. Candy doesn't go bad. Like, I might as well. And
that's the candy we had in my office because I bought it for one of my programs and it was left over. But anyway, continue.
There you go. Yeah. No, but I was very disciplined and I didn't open that sucker until Halloween day. But then it was like, it is my mission to have as many trick-or-treaters as possible this year. I strategically put out pumpkins in a way
so as to draw in the children.
It was very inviting. Come, so come children, come get my candy.
Come, little children. but it worked. So, and because the goal was like, I'm going to, like, I want to have trick-or-treaters, but also, like, I don't want to have a ton
candy of candy. Yeah.
Candy, yeah.
Yeah, so I gave out handfuls. And I think between, like, the handfuls and just, like, the fact that there are more people, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Speaking of, I forgot to mention, speaking of giving candy out to people and to the troops, November is Broadsgiving, the month of Broadsgiving, and this month we'd like to have people write in to spotlight a charity or an organization that you feel is worthy of being recognized, and then it can either inspire people to donate to it or a similar charity in or organization in their area. We would love to make that a thing that happens. If you have anything, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can give us a call, 331-276-2373. And now back to the Halloween candy quiz. So a lot of these answers on this quiz are not like all inclusive, and you'll see what I mean on some. Like, they give you limited options is what I mean. Just go with, if you did none of the above, just imagine what you would have done.
What feels the most you.
Yeah, what feels the most you. So what do you do for Halloween? Choices are partied, went trick-or-treating, stayed home, or went on a date. I went trick-or-treating.
I stayed home.
Yeah, I stayed home too.
I had people over for, we watched Hocus Pocus and gave out candy. That's not really a party, but it was fun.
That's better kind than of party. I stayed home by myself and made soup.
Yeah, I would say, Shandy, you need to put partied.
Yeah.
But not like partied. And it was at my home.
Yeah,
and
but I told them that,
like, I told them that by like about 9 o'clock, we need to be done.
Sounds perfectly reasonable. It's a Thursday night.
Exactly. I can have a 6/5.
All right. What did you dress up as or the closest thing? Because I dressed up as Bo Peep, but the choices are a superhero, an animal, a troll, or I didn't dress up. I am going to go with superhero because that is the closest thing to what I did. And I was Black Widow last year, which is a superhero.
Nice. Fair. I feel like a troll is like so precise and also random.
That is a really random. If you're only going to give four choices, I'm not sure why troll got its own
scary
category.
Maybe
could have been like
scary
mythical creatures.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if you were a mythical creature, I give you permission to put troll.
I did not dress up, but on the day of Halloween, I wore a sweater to work that has an owl on it. And
so
as
an
I
animal.
Told people, this is, it was on purpose. And that's kind of the closest I can get.
Similar. I wore a sweater with a cat face on it.
Oh, cute.
Oh, love it.
So I guess that counts.
If you want it to count, it counts. If you don't want it to count, it doesn't.
Yeah, I really didn't dress up. I just am sad that I'm sounding like such a Debbie Downer about Halloween.
Next year, Halloween will be solidly on the weekend. So
that's true.
Yes.
I'll have to have
a party. Okay, who did you spend your Halloween with? Friends, family, my significant other, or I was by myself? Family.
Friends.
Oh.
Sorry. I mean, honestly, like, my second best option would have been to just be by myself. That's what I usually have done in years past, and there's no shame in that. It's a good night to just be by yourself too.
It was, yeah. I mean, Daniel showed up eventually, but that's because he lives here.
All right, which of these movies did you watch? Hocus Pocus, Nightmare Before Christmas, It, or I Didn't Watch Anything?
Hocus Pocus.
Oh my God, guys, I'm the worst. I didn't watch anything.
We watched Beetlejuice. I don't know which one that is in the same vein as, though. Like, is that It or Nightmare Before Christmas? I feel like that's more.
Or Nightmare Hocus Before Christmas.
Or Hocus Pocus.
I was thinking Hocus.
Okay.
Hocus.
All right. I'll do, yeah, because it's in that same vein of like campy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the whole like dead thing is why I went Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, that makes sense. Too. I was thinking like terrifying as a child, but funny as an adult.
I've still never
Hocus Pocus was scary as a child.
Yeah,
I was really scared of.
I told this story before. I've still never seen the whole thing because I made my grandpa take me out of the theater crying 5 minutes into it.
You should really go back. And
I'm good. I like the story.
Well, I was going to watch Hocus Pocus.
Well, then you should.
But you can't find it free anywhere. And by the time I got home and by the time the soup was done, it was too late to start a movie.
So I found it free on my like on demand. Of some weird random channel that I've never heard of before. And it like wasn't formatted to fit my screen.
Oh, no.
So it was like smaller. And there were these random commercials. This was the weirdest part. I wish I could remember what the channel was called. But there were these random commercials that were for shows on this channel. But it never would say the name of the show. They were mercifully fast. So that was fine. We just dealt with the commercials. But every time I'd be like, wait, so what show was that? It would never say. And there were several different ones. So it was like, you're advertising for a show on your channel, but if I actually wanted to watch it, I wouldn't know what it's called. What?
Did it tell you what time you could find
it? No, no time, no name, no nothing.
Oh, that sounds like it's totally strange. On the up and
this
up.
This is insulting.
It doesn't sound shady at all.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Be honest, how much candy did you really eat? A few pieces, way too much, or a normal amount, or none?
A normal amount.
Yeah, I'd say a normal amount.
I only had a few pieces because I was really in the mood for Tootsie Rolls this year, and nobody got a freaking Tootsie Roll, so I felt very sore about that.
That's weird.
I'm still kind of disappointed. Like I've had like a Snickers bar here or Reese's here or there out of their candy bag, but nothing just is satisfying that Tootsie Roll quest. Like, yeah, urging.
We would have made great trick-or-treater partners as kids because you could have had all my Tootsie Rolls for something. We could have traded that.
Yeah.
All up in this place.
Wasn't good for the braces as a kid. So, you know, I'm a big fan.
That's true. Maybe that's why I love them so much now. Oh, anyway.
Makes sense.
What time did you finally go to bed? 11 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, or 3 a.m.? We wouldn't have been around midnight.
It was closer to 9 than to 11. So that's...
So why'd you 9?
Probably closer to midnight? I'm going to put 12.
Yeah, I did.
I feel like I'm usually in bed by 11, but I'm rarely asleep before 12 because I like to read a little bit. I like
had a terrible we had a terrible thunderstorm that night. Like branches
spooky.
Down. We lost power for a minute. Like we had tornado warnings. Like my whole county. It was crazy. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, finally, what holiday are you looking forward to next? Christmas, Thanksgiving? To be honest, I'm still in the Halloween spirit, or New Year's.
Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, is this even a question? But apparently it is. There's a lot of hesitation.
Honestly, I'm still in the Halloween spirit because I refuse to take my stuff down.
Oh, okay.
That's true. I didn't really celebrate Halloween, so I feel like maybe I'm still in the Halloween spirit. This quiz has proven I really do. Didn't show up this year.
All right, what'd you guys get?
I got a Three Musketeers, which I like, but is not my favorite.
I got a Hershey's Milk Chocolate, which is like my least favorite.
Ooh. Really?
Because I didn't Snickers. Celebrate Halloween, so they were like, you get shit candy.
That's so. I got a
person
Snickers.
That doesn't like fun things.
I like Snickers, but they're not my favorite.
Is that what you got?
I got Snickers. Yeah.
Oh, Snickers are definitely up there for me. I do like Three Musketeers. Snickers and Twix.
Oh, Twix. Are good.
Twix. You know, I like Twix for breakfast.
Hey, it's got that little like biscuit cookie in there.
Exactly.
Out of all the candy bars, it's the closest to a breakfast food.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah.
All right. Then I had, moving into Thanksgiving, I had one more quiz that we could fly through. This one's pretty quick.
Okay.
And then move on. And this is plan your Thanksgiving meal. And we'll guess what you're most thankful for.
Right. Cool.
Pivot us from Halloween into Thanksgiving. I had a third one, but we don't have time for that. That one was, what's your Parks and Rec and The Office character combo?
Oh, fun.
You want to do that instead? We'll do that one instead.
Yeah, we can do that one instead. For another day.
Yeah, we'll save it for another day because that will probably take a lot of chit-chat in between. But yeah, that one was really fun because I took that one before. And I want to be able to get the same people again, but I'm sure I probably won't. Okay. what meat will you serve? Turkey, chicken, lamb, or no meat? Now, this is what is best for you, like you. So, Amanda, if you want to do no meat, you can say no meat.
Yeah, I do not eat in. I do not eat the turkey.
So I was going to say, like, unless you're a vegetarian, like, is this really a question? It's Thanksgiving. We're having turkey.
Right.
I had turkey. I know some people that serve ham. My mother-in-law gets a honey-baked ham.
My mom does a ham for Christmas. But yeah, Thanksgiving is turkey.
Yeah, my mom also does a turkey for Christmas, and she does a ham for Easter. She just likes
turkey.
See, not that many. Yeah, we're not big ham. I love the honey-baked ham, actually, but I'm not a big fan of, like, ham outside of honey-baked ham, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's gross. Salty. Okay,
what side will you serve? Stuffing, corn?
All the sides.
Is there an option for all the sides? Don't make me pick. That's the best part of Thanksgiving.
Stuffing, corn, mashed potatoes, or roast veggies. I am going to go with mashed potatoes.
Yeah, ditto.
Yeah.
Stuffing is overrated. But how is there no green bean casserole?
Also slightly it's probably overrated, covered by corn. The green bean casserole.
Oh.
I think it's underrated, but I've heard that Montana is very close to the Midwest, and so maybe that's where my culinary
preferences come from.
Yes. Give me a casserole. With shitty, cheap ingredients, and I will eat the shit out of it.
I'm going to write that down. Give me a casserole.
Give me a casserole.
All right. Choose a sauce. Gravy, tomato sauce, cheese sauce, or no sauce?
Gravy. But there's a picture of a mushroom. That's very confusing.
I know, it is very weird. I also noticed that.
Actually, the vegetarian gravy I make is a mushroom base.
Oh, okay.
It is delicious.
All right.
I think I like it better than real gravy now.
Nice.
That's fair. I would totally try.
Yeah.
Well, for the sake of being different, I'm going to pick cheese sauce.
I mean, it's hard to deny a cheese sauce.
I know. Choose something to drink. Beer, wine, hot chocolate, or water? I'm going to go with wine because it goes the best with my turkey dinner in my head.
I feel like water or hot chocolate is a little heavy to go with such a heavy meal.
I'm going to go with wine as well, but let's be real. Beer has been consumed earlier in the day.
Yeah.
That's true.
But wine with the meal.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Choose a dessert. Brownie, ice cream, pecan pie, or cherry pie.
There's no pumpkin pie?
There is no pumpkin pie. This is the last one. I know, this quiz is kind of BS.
None of them really scream Thanksgiving.
I'm going to go cherry pie because I feel like Thanksgiving, like, you should be eating pies. Not a huge fan of the pecan pie, though. I love brownies, but
I went with brownies.
Doesn't scream Thanksgiving.
I think I'm going to go with pecan pie because that feels more a fall pie. Cherry pie feels like a more of a, like, spring-summer pie to me. Yeah.
But I think winter cherries. Like cherry beers are in the winter.
Oh, well, okay. I can't unclick it now.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
I just don't like pecan pie.
Okay.
It depends. What'd
you guys get?
Pecan pie.
See, that's weird. So, like, I call it pecan pie, but the nut itself I call it pecan.
We have definitely talked about this before as well.
We've definitely talked about this before.
And I still don't know how I pronounce it, but I don't like either one.
Fair.
Okay. Do you like it because you can put bourbon in it? You don't have a bourbon cherry pie, but you have a bourbon pecan pie.
Wait, that's like a thing?
I wish I liked bourbon, but I don't like bourbon.
First of all, I love bourbon, and I didn't know that this was a thing.
Bourbon pecan pie? Yeah.
I do like pecans by themselves.
Yeah, they're solid
but,
nut.
Yeah, but not in a pie.
Okay.
My philosophy on desserts is if it's going to have a crunch, it should be a chocolate crunch. All other crunches, except for Snickers bars, where, oddly enough, the peanut crunch is
great. Well, you've just
been
conditioned to that for such a long time.
Yeah. Devil's advocate, though. You can have pecan pie that is chocolate. I have had that, and maybe that's why I like pecan pie.
Oh, well, I've had sign me up for that. But are there pecans in it?
Still, yeah. Hence the name.
Because I'm saying exclusively that crunch should be unadulterated chocolate. I don't want a crunch that's like half chocolate and half pecan nut.
Some kind of nut. Is it just pecans or any kind of nut?
Any kind of nut. Okay. Except for a peanut in a Snickers.
So you're nut-free, like chocolate chip cookies?
Oh my God, yes. Why would you put nuts in chocolate?
Sometimes I enjoy them.
I just think it takes away from the chocolate, and that's what you really want to crunch on.
There are so many. I really want to crunch this conversation.
Harmonious.
Okay, what'd you guys get?
What did I get? I'm the most thankful for family.
Aw.
I'm the most thankful for my health.
Me too.
Hey. Cheers.
Cheers. Which is odd because we had almost the exact same choices, except I went with brownie at the end. And
true. Yeah.
Cool. Actually, no, we diverged on sauces as well.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, I will put all these quizzes in the show notes, and you guys can all let us know when you take them what you get. So, cool. And on that note, thanks for playing along, guys. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then we will come back, and we will get into feedback. We've got a lot of fun listener feedback this week. All right, we are back from our commercial break. We are joined by the one and only Fiona the Cat in the house. So let's see if what she has to say about all of this.
Yeah. But yes, she has lots of opinions. This
one. We start off with some facey back. And Matt says, for Amanda and Shandy, happy Love Your Red Hair Day.
Aw. Today and every day.
Today and every day. Over the weekend, he caught Harriet, directed and co-written by a woman. It was good, not great, but had a great performance with Cynthia Erivo as Tubman. Also, this week is the 20th anniversary of the release of Fiona Apple's When the Pawn.
So this is like a weird random thing. That's maybe not that random, but anyway. When I was putting this feedback together, literally as I copy-pasted this comment into the outline, I happened to be listening to Fiona Apple.
No way!
Nice!
And it's not even that I was listening to Fiona Apple. I was listening to a Pandora radio station and a Fiona Apple song was playing.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yes.
Oh, that's so good.
That's awesome. When the Pawn, as we've talked about, is one of my favorite albums of all time. Just such a great, like you could press play at the start and go all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good.
Oh my God. And who joined us, who I don't usually let in the room,
Fiona!
But the one, the only Fiona, who in a roundabout name is, in a roundabout way is named for Fiona Apple.
I love it.
Oh, so good. Universe.
Matt also says, then there's this, which is a good time for me to remind you, Booksmart is a lot of fun. And it's an article, Delta backs down from supposedly accidental edits that removed a sex scene from the movie Booksmart. They removed LGBTQ plus love scenes from both Booksmart and Rocket Man. And this was like a controversy over the past few days. So I guess the in-flight versions skipped over same-sex kisses and sex scenes while leaving in heterosexual sex scenes, violence, and adult language. Delta's version of Booksmart even cut out the vagina and genitals, as well as conversations about a lesbian sex act and a urinary tract infection. Meanwhile, in Rocket Man, Delta's version reportedly included the scene where John Reed physically attacks Karen Egerton's Elton John, but cuts out the parts where the two of them have sex, all which seems to imply a double standard about what is not okay for an in-flight movie. They have announced, though, that they are going to restore the edits made to the movie.
Huh. And I watched Rocket Man on a Delta flight, and I'm trying to think now. I guess there wasn't any sex scenes.
Interesting. And I guess Matt says to check out the movie Booksmart.
All right.
Is that the one Olivia Wilde directed? Is that that movie?
Let's see. Yes, it is.
Boom. Yeah, I hear good things.
I've heard good things too. I'll have to put it on the list whenever it's streaming somewhere, which I'm sure it is. And Matt, can Matt explain it to me?
Exactly. We'll just wait for Matt to tell us.
Exactly. Maggie says, I saw this in a dating group I'm in and thought of Andy. Shandy's going to read it because even with my reading glasses, I can't see that.
So this was a tweet or a post about losing/taking virginity. And it says that this turns sex into an object, places pressure on the decision. You don't actually lose or take anything. And then versus sexual debut. Exciting. Ooh. All focus is on you. Suggest a musical number is involved. And somebody had posted that making your sexual debut sounds cool AF.
So, indeed. Yeah. I like that.
It is such a good point, though, that like nothing is actually lost or taken.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like problematic terminology.
Yeah. Isn't everything problematic terminology?
Truth.
Yeah, I like that, though. And I especially like that it suggests a musical number is involved.
Always. There should always be a musical number involved in just about anything.
Just about anything.
Just about anything.
Well, thank you, Maggie. Our next post is from Ro, and it says, you've been kidnapped. Your kidnappers allow you to keep posting to social media to pretend that everything is all right. What would you post that would alarm your followers without the kidnappers knowing that you're asking for help? This reminds me of, you guys have heard the story, there's a real life story of the people that are being held hostage and the kidnappers wanted the pizza. So they ordered from like Papa John's online and in the like, is there any special instructions on the delivery of this? She was like, call 911 being held hostage. This was like a real story that happened a few years ago.
Oh,
like,
my
isn't
God.
That genius?
No.
I had not heard of this.
No, this is news to me.
Yeah, I thought that was so clever. Like, quick thinking.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's also amazing that the kidnappers let the kidnappees do the pizza ordering.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Oh my
Probably
God.
Not the brightest of kidnappers. I don't remember the exact. I don't know if it was like they were being held hostage by like an ex-boyfriend or if it was strangers. I don't remember the exact story, but I absolutely remember reading this and being like, that is so clever.
Wow.
Now watch, this is going to be some kind of urban legend that I've been taken on. But I still think that is thinking on your feet and good for her, real or not.
Yeah.
What would I post that alarm your followers without them knowing you're asking for help?
Well, I mean, and Ro says it in her follow-up where she gives her things. But I think, you know, first and foremost, like, start posting super conservative content. Everyone's going to be like, what?
Right. Oh, so Ro said she would post that West Wing show was so overrated. And boy, was that a good cup of coffee. And what's the deal with podcasts? Never listen to anything. And the ultimate post clue of MAGA. Everyone would call the police immediately. That's a great... Well, I guess if it was Twitter, maybe not Facebook. Some people on my Facebook might be like, she's finally seen the light.
Yeah,
maybe on Twitter, I posted a bunch of like, you know, I can't even bring myself to say it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shandy.
Start talking about how you think that this impeachment process has been rigged from the beginning. Start saying something like that, or like tell the Democrats to take a vote on it. And then when they do take a vote on it, criticize them for taking a vote on it.
Yep.
I think that's the way to go.
Lock everyone with a nice ring to it.
Right.
So what you're saying is Lindsey Graham is being held hostage.
Obviously.
This has all been, he's really just crying out for help. Matt Gaetz, Kevin McCarthy.
He's been crying out for help for a long
time. It's a real long game.
So yeah, we just need to send somebody to their houses because apparently they're being held hostage somewhere. Okay, I think that we need to right here, right now, come up with a code phrase that we could all agree on that we would put on social media somewhere. What would be like a universal, like, safe phrase that we would know, like, help? Hashtag, I'm with help!
Yeah. It's like Myron was like, oh my God, could you just like write out the lyrics to help the song?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, buddy. I was quoting a song. It's my favorite Beatles song.
Yeah. Oh my God, I would be like, what's my favorite Beatles song? Help. What's my favorite episode of Lost? SOS. What's my favorite?
Right? Just quoting things I really like.
Yeah. I want a pepperoni pizza and a call the police. What would our safe phrase? We need to come up with this like now because it could happen to any one of us at any time.
I know. Because I just think like just I think of random words.
It would have to be like a random phrase.
Like, let's just pick a random word.
Pineapple.
But what if we
Orange peels, call the police.
What if it was like a crazy phrase that made no sense? Like, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the confetti.
Or like an anagram for like call the cops.
Right.
Ooh. Like, what, so CTC?
Yeah, but then they might still figure it out.
It's got to be like a code.
Peace, love, and MAGA.
Yeah. Cat tight cats.
I hate cats.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Cats are the worst. There's our help phrase. Mm-hmm. I think we might need some
Hashtag
help
dog person.
Yeah, right? You know what I want? Okay, no. It would have to be like a two-part thing. If you had the time. If you're being chased down, you could just go to the hashtag. Be like, you know what I really want? Pizza. Hashtag dog person. And then we'll know. And we'll be like, oh my God, she's ordering pizza and it's hashtag dog person, which is her secret code for I'm being held hostage.
Just be order a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. Order a pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza. That's going to be our code, our safe word.
Okay.
I've been kidnapped. Pepperoni pizza. Call
the police. Well, if you say it, I'm going to be like, but pepperoni's a meat, so that can't be. Well, and then I'll say,
pepperoni's pizza. Underline, call the police. Pepperoni pizza, underline. Pepperoni pizza, ellipsis.
No, we can't, but you can't include call the police in it.
No, exactly. That's why ellipses. And, you know, you would know that that's
the ellipses stands for call the police.
Exactly.
See, I think that hashtag dog person could be.
But I do like dogs.
I do too. But I think just because we all have cats.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Hashtag.
Turtles.
Hashtag libertarian.
Yeah. Yes. I was going to say hashtag no longer feminist.
All right.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
We got to work it shop in here. But pepperoni pizza, or we have a phrase and we hashtag pepperoni pizza, or we just hashtag pepperoni pizza. We know it's always hashtag pepperoni pizza.
From here on out,
emoji.
Oh my God. What if I can't find it?
Ever order a pepperoni pizza again? I mean, or
we
talk
can't
about
tweet
it
about it. Yeah.
Also, why are you talking about the fact that you're ordering pizza online? Just order the freaking pizza.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You need a hashtag that is like differentiates it. Like, oh shit, these two things combined. Like, she could just be like, oh man, like, you know, I just ordered a pizza.
Our powers combined.
Yeah.
Our powers combined. Trees.
Trees. Okay. Hashtag trees.
That's what it is.
Hashtag trees. Hashtag Captain Planet.
Hashtag pepperoni
pizza. Hashtag.
Hashtag. All right, bro. Thank you for giving us something to workshop here. Oh, man. All right. Now it is time for That's What She Said. Matt's What She Said. Take it away.
Give it another 4 or 5 minutes and we should be good.
Does anyone want this?
I will totally take it.
This might be the first time I've ever used it.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
I saw that after the fact. I was bummed my mouth. I missed it.
Both times we tried to go, it rained.
I'm having it now with you fine people.
That was a great experience.
I just counted 27 forward and backward.
See how far I can get in 30 minutes.
Got it in already. I'm like, up here.
Even bad things are a lot of work.
I make gravy ahead of Thanksgiving.
I have pop-up in the attic.
The fact that you call it that tells me that you're not ready.
Don't call it that. And that's when Michael realized that George Michael really did have pop-up in the attic. Oh, man. I was really sad. I made an Arrested Development joke to my sister this weekend, and she didn't get it because she's only ever watched it once. we didn't have any water like the whole time because we were running around and we were talking about at the end. And I was like, Caitlin, I would love to give you a sip of my water, but I just can't spare the moisture. She didn't get it.
And she was like, what?
jerk.
Anyway, 21 minutes and 52 seconds. I have another interpretation of that one. 21 minutes and 52 seconds.
All of theirs were super long. However, there was one that I took from it.
Go right away and go quickly.
To do that, it needs to be touched 3 times.
What was that for?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
All right. I think Caitlin and I probably are done.
See, I told you I was going to end up on a good one.
I know it took a little while, but I hope everyone enjoyed it. It was a good half hour.
So apparently I'm too long for your voicemail.
We're at an hour and we need to wrap this up.
We can go to an hour 20.
Inches away from the beam.
If I had been in any other position, I wouldn't have been seriously hurt.
All right, that was awesome. We had some really funny things. I think when you guys go back and re-listen to your nut topic, your nut conversation from before, Matt's going to really enjoy that.
That's right.
Like the whole paragraph.
Yeah, all your nut talk.
Mm-hmm.
Crunch, crunch, motherfucker. I'll draft this up with a couple of emails. We have one email from Mandy, one email from Andy. The first email from Mandy is going to be read by Mandy, and the email from Andy is going to be read by Shandy.
Whoa.
Boom.
Boom. So much. Okay, let's see what our good friend Mandy had to say. I am watching The Little Mermaid live with the girls. I know Amanda and Colleen used to be in theater, so how hard are these live shows to pull off? It seems very impressive, but of all the ones we've watched, this might be the lowest. The songs are sang live, but the story is being told with clips from the movie. Huh. Yeah, Colleen and I were talking about this before we started recording, that neither one of us knew that this was even a thing.
Yeah, I had no idea.
But I was texting with my mom a little bit, and she was saying the same thing, that they're like just playing the movie. And then when the songs come in, they just like the actors come to life and then it's live. And I feel like that sounds really not great. Like a weird choice to me.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it was just the production was just too difficult, which yeah. I don't know.
The whole swimming thing.
I would imagine that these are tough productions to pull off in general, Mandy. I can't believe I didn't even really know that it was a thing. And then the weird part about this whole thing, talk about like, this is in the same vein as Shandy listening to Fiona Apple and having Fifi the cat come in during this feedback part. So Amanda, I told you this before. I was looking at BuzzFeed to find like the different quizzes, and one of the ones that I happened to take on my own before, which now I have to give it to you guys, but it will be fast, I promise, is only a true Little Mermaid fan will get a perfect score on this Part of Your World lyrics quiz.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, when I saw her email, I was like, oh my God. And then I realized, well, it's probably a quiz because it was, you know, in honor of the movie, which now all makes sense, or the live production. Anyway.
It sounds like a little bit of both, really.
A little bit of both. So do you guys know the lyrics? Ready? I'm not even going to give you guys this quiz because we're going to do this quick. Okay. Look at this stuff. Isn't it
neat?
Wouldn't you think my
collection's complete.
Okay, I fucked that one up. It was supposed to be, wouldn't you blank my collection's complete. So, shit. All right, I answered that one. Wouldn't you think I'm the blank who has everything?
The girl who has everything.
Look at this trove, treasures.
Unfold.
Untold. Right? It's untold.
Yeah, probably. That makes more sense.
It's untold. It's untold, but unfold is actually an option. How many wonders can one blank hold? That does not count.
Cavern, yeah.
Cavern.
Yep. Speaking of, on John Oliver last night, or this week, there's an excellent joke about Abe Lincoln's parents. It was like, he brought the log, she brought the cabin. It was really funny. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sex thing, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, anyway, I'm not going to cut all this out because we're just doing this. Okay. Looking around, who you think? Blank. She's got everything.
Blank. Sure. Sure, she's got everything.
Yep. I've got blank and blank aplenty.
Gizmos and gadgets.
Yep.
I've got who's, it's and what's, it's galore.
It's you, I've got gadgets.
I've got 20.
I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got...
Who's, it's and what's, it's?
Who's, galore. It's and what's, it's? Galore.
Galore.
Thank you.
Galore.
You want blank?
I've got 20.
I've got 20.
But who cares?
No
big deal.
I want more.
I want to go be
where the people are.
I want to see them blanking.
Dancing.
Dancing. I suppose there's a whole host of things.
I know. Now I feel like we're getting into Little Mermaid Mad Libs territory.
I want to see them forking.
Well, that's what Scuttle told me it was.
This is like a multi-layered joke. I like it.
Walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh.
Feet.
So I got this one wrong before I said streets.
No, streets.
No, it's feet. I know
walking
it's feet.
Around on the
walking around on those streets.
Feet. Oh. Yeah, feet. Flipping your blank, you don't get too far.
Oh my God, is this a whole song?
No, it's almost over, actually. But you know what? It's really funny when you say it out loud versus taking it by yourself. Flipping your blank, you don't get too far.
Flipping your tail, you don't
fins.
Fins. God damn it.
Flipping your fins.
Oh, yeah. Got to have that alliteration. That makes a lot more sense. Damn it.
Legs are required for blank dancing.
Jumping.
Ah,
yes. Yeah. Strolling around along down the, what's that word again?
Street.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they blank, 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 blank.
Stay all day in the sun.
Wandering free. Wish I could
be. Part of that world.
I'm all off key, but yeah,
I can't. Oh, hi, Captain. Did you like my singing? Or did you come to make me stop?
Oh my God. Okay. Good job, everybody. We got 100.
Ready.
We got a collaborative 100.
I feel like Amanda got 100.
Amanda definitely got 100. We just coattailed, but that's okay.
We got like an A-. It's okay.
All right. We're going to finish this. Thank you, Mandy, for sending that email in so I could have an excuse to have a Little Mermaid sing along, because that really made my night.
That did make my night.
That was great.
Because if you guys listen to our blooper shows, we have a lot of sing-alongs, and they always end up in the blooper shows. All right, we're going to finish up this show with Andy's update and then get out of here.
Andy writes into us, "Hey, broads. Hope you all had a great Halloween. My costume was sexually active adult, but no one guessed. They just thought I was wearing my everyday clothes.
maybe I should have gone with sexually active adult. Better luck next year. Thank you, Christy, for your kind words. And thank you for your service helping out inexperienced men. I know I shouldn't get so hung up on how women will perceive this part of me, but it's hard to shake these reservations. I said this way back in one of my first emails, that male virgins are easy targets for ridicule. Whenever you see incels or another group of men doing sexist or hateful things, they get called virgins, and in that case, it's just a synonym for loser. Of course, we should definitely mock these guys for every awful thing that they do, but I can't help but feel like I'm getting lumped in with them. So when I tell a possible partner, I don't want them to assume I'm some red pill incel heading to the straight pride parade. That's just one piece of our toxic culture and how we view sex and masculinity. Guys say someone made them a man by having sex with them, and this is obviously a terrible way to see it. I can only imagine how much damage that has caused to generations of people. Every single step in this journey, down to getting anyone to respond to me, has been such an uphill battle. We all know how much I've complained about how hard it has been for me to date. Now I'm in this mindset that whatever connection I make with a woman will be tenuous at best and will fall apart at the first sign of imperfection. Since I never get a reason for why they're not interested, I can only guess. And considering the age range I'm looking at, I guess they're looking for the sure thing and to settle down, especially if they want kids and don't have any. They don't want a project, and maybe they can tell that's the case without me even saying it. But there are the Christies out there, women who won't see it as a deal breaker, but an invitation to an exciting adventure. Someone willing to show me the ropes, hopefully not involving actual ropes. That doesn't appeal to me. I just got to keep going, knowing my mood now is just temporary and that there are plenty of women out there. Or maybe I should get started on my sexy, sexually active adult costume for next Halloween. Or maybe I won't need it. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
It's funny that you... Here's that weird universe thing again. It's funny that you write in with this topic, Andy. Because I was thinking before, while I was taking a shower... Why you needed to know that, I don't know. and I was thinking about how Andy always writes in with emails that are feminist and fairly woke, and he always has such, you know, wonderful observations about women and society and relationships in general, and culture in general, that I was going to suggest, Andy, I don't know if you're into politics or not, but perhaps you would want to go to a political rally or something, and then you might meet people of like mind, and you might find it easier to talk to them if you are into that. I was thinking about that because Elizabeth Warren is coming to town on Thursday, as of we're recording this on Tuesday. And I was thinking about, because I would like to go see her, but I just don't know time wise because she's going to be downtown and I don't work downtown, although funny enough my office is moving at the end of the year, and where she is going to be is going to be within walking distance from where my office would be. So I could have actually like left work early and walked there and not to worry about like parking or anything, and I could have like walked right up. So anyway, so I was thinking about that, and like, you know, you popped into my head, Andy, and I was like, if Andy is into something like that, he could probably go to something, you know. So anyway, you write in about this, and you don't want someone to assume that you're headed to like a straight pride parade. I honestly think that if you are the kind of woman that you will probably end up being attracted to, is probably going to be, hopefully, and even if not, like-minded with you in terms of like how you see the world. And I would think that that person would be more of a Christie than what you're afraid of them being. That was a really roundabout way, and I hope I could edit it together to make more sense.
No, I love it. I think that's such good advice. It, like,
I think so too.
It addresses, like, kill so many birds with the one stone, because like you get to, you know, do something outside of your comfort zone if it's not something that you're already doing. You get to meet other people in a totally like sort of like neutral, non-dating environment. So you get to connect with people, maybe make some friends, meet some like-minded people. You get to do good for your community and like potentially the country. And then who knows what could come of it. I think that's just brilliant.
Yeah. And there's
good idea.
there's local chapters of, like, even if, like, you know, a political candidate is not coming to rally in your state because you, you know, don't live in, like, one of the, like, Iowa or New Hampshire or Vermont or whatever the ones that are coming up are. We're South Carolina, the Super Tuesday states. Like, even if you're not in one of those, there will definitely be local chapters that are active in your city or your county that you could, you know, hit up and see. Because I can't imagine you being attracted to someone that doesn't share the same values that you seem to share through your emails.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I love this idea. I think this is a great suggestion.
I think Captain loves it too.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, he's Captain so full. Is like, oh, now he's
super
in
my face. I'm sorry.
So, anyway, Andy, thank you for your email. And I hope that that was a okay suggestion. Let us know. Thank you to everybody who gave us feedback today. Thank you for everybody who is listening. We really appreciate it. If you want to tell your friends about us, we're always looking to get more listeners and spread the broad joy to everyone.
spread the honor it broad and wide.
Exactly. So yeah, tell a friend about the broadcast today. If you had any feedback for us, you can email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can give us a call 331-276-2373. Thank you to the patrons. We appreciate you guys' support every single month. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jandjack. Every month we have so the whole network is, if you go to that Patreon, it's for the whole network, and everybody does bonus content every month or a week, depending. But what we do is we have a extra bonus show with clips of stuff that have been cut out once a month for $5 level, and then for the hangout level, which is 15 or more a month, we have a live show that we do once a month as well. So yeah, check it out. The Live Broadsgiving show is coming up. That is our yearly show that we do before the Thanksgiving holiday. And this year it's going to be on Tuesday, November 19th. So we'll be a little bit ahead of time, ahead of the curve, because Thanksgiving is so late this year. But check that out. We would love to you to mark that off the calendar and to see you in the chat for that. And then finally, if you want to shop through the Amazon affiliates link, set it before Black Friday, jandjack.com/Amazon. And a special thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rigner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Drake the Destroyer, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much, and thank you to all the patrons. I think that's all I have. Does anybody else have anything on this fine Tuesday evening?
Nope.
Cool. Thanks again, guys, for listening. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Chandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.